Almost all the votes have been counted and the two new Nanaimo ridings will both be represented by BC NDP MLAs. Sheila Malcolmson has been elected MLA in Nanaimo Gabriola, while George Anderson has been elected MLA in Nanaimo Lanceville. Malcolmson was previously MLA in the former Nanaimo riding, and was Minister of Social Development and Poverty Reduction. "We're a people-powered movement. We're investing in people. We're working hard for people every day, and that is not possible unless people come out and volunteer and organize and vote, and I am immensely thankful and proud and grateful for our movement," she told supporters Saturday, October 19, at Nanaimo's Grand Hotel. "We have got a lot of work to do for the province of British Columbia. We have made a lot of headway, despite extremely challenging times and despite British Columbia being in a real hole when we first took government in 2017, we have made some progress, but we have got a lot more work to do. People are counting on us, and so I can't wait to get back to that work." Anderson, new to provincial politics, served one term on Nanaimo City Council. He remarked that it is meaningful to him to be the first Black elected official in the legislature in nearly 50 years. "The fact that Nanaimo Lanceville chose to put me in this position, I will tell you that I will work every single day to make sure that we have a strong economy, that we have better health care, and that everyone has the best type of access to what Nanaimo is, and Nanaimo is a place of prosperity," Anderson said. "It's a place that I was born and raised in, and I want to see the best for it." He said he will work to represent the community, including working to earn the trust of those who didn't vote for him in the riding. "I have to say that the message that David Eby and the BC NDP have is that we are focused on affordability, we are focused on making sure there is housing, we are focused on making sure that there's family doctors for people. That's the message that is laser-focused on making sure that life is better for every single British Columbian," Anderson said. George Anderson speaking to a crowd of supporters following his Nanaimo Lanceville victory pick. Twitter.com/KBK2FTN8XL. Jessica R. Derling Penn. At Jessica R. Derling, October 20, 2024. Meanwhile, the new Ladysmith Oceanside riding will also be represented by an NDP MLA, as Stephanie Higginson won ahead of the BC Conservative Party's Brett Fee and independent candidate Adam Walker. Higginson served two terms with the Nanaimo Ladysmith School Board and is also a past president of the BC School Trustees Association. She said she has started building relationships with local government representatives, community stakeholders, and the chiefs and councils of the First Nations communities in the riding to ensure that she can hit the ground running on addressing the issues. Gwen O'Mahony, conservative candidate for Nanaimo Lanceville, said the topic that she heard about most while campaigning was health care. She took umbrage with an NDP attack ad stating her party would cut billions from health care, which she referred to as a total lie. "In actuality, we were going to put over $3 billion more back into healthcare," said O'Mahony. "I mean, heck, we announced the patient tower, and the candidates here signed off a pledge of support early on for the tower and the catheterization lab when we went to the Fair Care Alliance Forum. The NDP candidates weren't there. The reality is that 6 months from now, if they really are serious, they can have a mobile cath lab up and running. So I am definitely going to be holding George and Sheila to account to see that they get a mobile cath lab running." She said she was undecided on whether she would run again. "You know what, it's early days to be talking about that at this stage," said O'Mahony. "I didn't think I was going to run again when I decided to run in Nanaimo. I actually thought I should maybe work behind the scenes. So I guess you should never say never." Dale Parker, BC Conservative Party candidate for Nanaimo Gabriola, was originally intending to run for BC United, and said it was a good idea not to split the vote on that side of the political spectrum. "Ultimately, it was the correct decision, because the focus needed to be on getting rid of this corrupt government that we've got now. So from that perspective, it was the right thing to do," he said. Parker has designs on running again provincially, and things are in a state of flux with the tight race. "I say people are polarized," he said. "It's either left or right at this point, and people want change, and I think the next election will be much different." Nanaimo Gabriola. Sheila Malcolmson, BCNDP 14,085 votes, 52.45%. Dale Parker. BC Conservatives 9,386 votes, 34.95%. Shirley Lambrecht. BC Green Party 3,381 votes, 12.59%. Nanaimo Lanceville. George Anderson. BCNDP 14,613 votes, 51.4%. Gwen O'Mahony, BC. Conservatives 11,341 votes, 39.89%. Leah Verceval, BC. Green Party 2,474 votes, 8.7%. Ladysmith Oceanside. Stephanie Higginson. BCNDP 13,423 votes, 41.18%. Brett Fee. BC Conservatives 11,678, 35.82%. Adam Walker. Independent 5,335, 16.37%. Laura Ferreira. BC Green Party 2,162, 6.63%.